second hour of the Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Thanks for joining us. We're having a lot of fun here today on a very sunny Saturday. It is that time in the show where we open up the phone lines and say, hey, give us a call. Happy
to
talk
shop.
Is that
what we say? That's exactly how we say it, too.
651-641-1071. If you have a question, a comment, you're out and about seeing something we all would want to know about, a new store, whatever, let us know. There is a question that came in a little earlier from Karen, who wants to know where she can help her plus size daughter find a dress for a semi-formal dance.
Yeah, it's not fresh, a prom.
No, not right? a prom, but, you know, just a regular dress. So, of course, I would say Torrid is one of the first places that comes to mind for teens. It's plus size and it's very trendy and they do, you know, casual and dresses and everything else. Forever 21 has a pretty good selection of plus size. Yeah, they do. So that's another one that I would definitely look at. And then there's a brand, I think you have to shop it online, but it's called... Unless they have it at the it's part of the Altered State family. You know, that's, you know, the
right.
store, Altered State.
Yeah.
They have such pretty
it's on
stores.
50th in France. They have one.
Well, yeah. And Mall of America and Rosedale. But you know what? Actually, I take it back. I'm pretty sure they have a store for their plus size brand separately for sure at Rosedale. It's called Arula, A-R-U-L-A, sizes 10 to 24. Same kind of idea as Altered State. It's, you know, a little bit frilly, little bit trendy, and definitely for young girls. And you would definitely find some cute dresses there, Arula. And like I said, I believe they have their own store at Rosedale, if you're local, and otherwise go online to arula.com. So there you go.
There's a need, I think, for that kind of a store.
There is. But I mean, I think it's nice to see when you see a brand like Altered State, you know, that is trendy and popular right now, taking that opportunity and having a whole, you know, collection that is specifically aimed at plus sizes. I mean, I think that's smart. Smart of them.
Yes, I do, too.
Okay. Okay. All right. Those are my suggestions.
Okay.
If you have others, let us know. We're all ears for sure. When we're not all open mouths,
which is rarely.
Wait, can we, I know you have like a couple big questions and things you want to, to, but, you're a big Saturday Night Live fan.
Oh, I am.
Are you going to be watching tonight? Tonight is Kristen Wiig.
Tonight is Kristen Wiig.
Yeah.
As the, guest host.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest news about it. Anybody who has watched Saturday Night Live for a long time, back when she was on as a regular, knows that she played the Target lady.
Yes.
She was the lady who worked behind the checkout counter, and she couldn't have been funnier. Now, why Target never thought back then to see if they couldn't use her in some way, I don't know. But they have very smartly begun a campaign because their new Target Circle is coming out, and this is going to be starting the 7th tomorrow. Mm-hmm. It's Target Circle Week, and they have got a series of ads featuring Kristen Wiig as the Target lady.
Yeah, and opening her closet.
Oh my God.
And all it is red Target vests.
And she eats breakfast that is like, it looks like it, maybe it's cream of wheat with some kind of red sauce on it that looks like a Target. I mean, all her shoes are white with red laces.
Do you think she'll do it tonight, though? Because I mean, now that it's a commercial, too, will she do it on the show?
I don't know. I mean, I hope they have her do some of her, you know,
she's
hysterical.
So funny.
And there are like about 12 different commercials, and they're going to be everywhere. You can see them on YouTube, on TikTok, Pinterest.
I've only seen one. Oh, so I have to go watch them all, huh?
There's one that I saw yesterday where she's behind the counter and a woman comes up to buy something. She's, "Welcome to Target." You know, she's Target. I can't even say it the way she does. And the woman has an espresso machine. And she's, "Oh, I like a good cup of coffee. Where'd you find this?" And the woman said, "Oh, I think," she said, "Are there more?" And she said, "Yeah, over on that shelf." And she just walks away from the checkout counter and leaves. And,
you know, it's so funny. I was at Trader Joe's recently with my son, and there was a very enthusiastic checkout person, as often is the case
and
at Trader Joe's.
I appreciate them there.
But this one in particular was commenting on everything in our cart. And at, you know, each item, she'd pick it up and say, "Have you had these?" There's, I'm like, "Well, yeah, that's kind of why I'm buying it, because we know they're good." Yeah. But it was like either she was asking me if we'd had it or validating that it was so good, or there were a couple items that she was like, "Oh, I got to try this," or, "Oh my God, have you had this salsa?" And all I could think of was Kristen Wiig. Yeah. And I was actually just explaining it to my son, who like stared at me blankly and didn't realize, but it was right before all these commercials came out.
Yes. I mean, it's great. And she actually said, well, first of all, they said, like, Target officials said, like, "So many, we're big fans of Kristen Wiig and her iconic Target lady character from Saturday Night Live. And as we prepare to introduce the new Target Circle and thousands of new deals during Target Circle Week, it's only fitting that we partnered with her to get some more memorable laughs." And she actually said that Target Lady is incredibly special to me because it's one of the characters I created at the Groundlings, which was a comedy club where she got her first start, and ended up on SNL.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So she's been doing that character a long time.
Yes,
I didn't realize that.
And so anyway, and she said it was so much fun imagining the world Target Lady sees inside the store today. And, I mean, just it's so funny. Go to YouTube, if nothing else, and watch them.
I got to do that. Yeah. That's very funny. And you have to think that she's going to bring her posse, that like Maya Rudolph.
Oh, I would think some of them would be
some
there.
Of the other social.
Maya
show
Rudolph,
up too.
Especially because her second season of Lutz just started. So she.
What's that?
Oh, you've never watched Lutz? Or Loot? Loot.
Oh, is that where she's super wealthy? And
she's like been married to a Jeff Bezos kind of guy.
Yes, 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 I did
she's
see
She's got
that.
All this money.
Yeah.
And she suddenly is going to do good. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of good characters in it.
Yeah,
very,
yeah.
very funny.
What network is that on? Do we even know?
I think it's Apple. I'll look it up. It's either Apple or Amazon. I think it's Apple.
Yeah. Imagine this era of streaming if we weren't able to talk to our remotes. And just say, play this. I would have no idea where anything was.
I don't have that. It's a headache. It's horrible.
Oh, you poor thing.
I'm considering getting a universal remote just because of that function.
I think you need to. The only way I know how to watch TV is to talk into the remote and say, play whatever.
Sad. It's Apple TV Plus, by the way.
It is Apple. Loot. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, it is.
I was right.
Oh,
okay.
Shoot.
You
got to
get Apple. You don't
I
have it right now. You said.
That.
And Palm Royale is on there, which is great.
Oh, this is how they get me.
Severance, one of my favorites.
Oh, I've never watched that.
Oh, that's good.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right. Well, just back to Target for a minute. Mm-hmm. What I will say in case anybody doesn't know.
Yeah, let's talk about these deals.
Yes. That first of all, what they are doing with beginning tomorrow, the Target Red Card is rebranded to be called the Target Circle Card. Mm-hmm. And it will continue to give you 5% off of purchases and free 2-day shipping on many items. And if you're a current cardholder, eventually you'll receive a new card when it's time to renew your card. But you can use the one you have. And they are combining their paid shipped membership for free same-day delivery with the Target Circle program. So it's being called Target Circle 360.
Wait, can I just clarify something?
Yeah.
Do I have to do anything?
No.
I already have?
No, okay. You don't. But it will the Target Circle 360 will, if you want that, if you're a shipped member or if you would like to be so you can get things delivered to your door.
Yes.
It'll be available at a promotional rate of $49 a year through May 18th. Then it goes up to $99. But if you have a Target Circle card, you will continue at the $49 rate if you already have
it. Oh,
that.
Okay, so it definitely pays to do that. Yeah. It's not just for a limited time.
No.
But okay, but I thought there were supposed to be other special deals this week to kick it off.
Yes, there
are. Give us an example or two, would you?
Well, I would like to give you an example, except I have to find it. Yes, here it is. There will be 40% off of floor care, 30% off of swim and sandals for the family, 30% off of tees, tanks, shorts, and dresses, 30% off of outdoor living, 20% off hair, nail, and sun care.
Oh.
20% off breakfast favorites, coffee, and cereal.
Mm-hmm.
My Café Français down to $2.99.
You need to stop telling people that you drink that stuff. Really.
30% off of select toys and bedding. And if you spend $50 in home care products, you get a $15 Target gift card. $50 spent at Ulta Beauty at Target, and you also receive a $15 Target card. And, you know, everybody always likes when they do the 10% off gift cards.
Yes. Free money.
Only April 13th. Mark that on your calendar.
Okay.
On April 13th, you can get 10% off of Target gift cards.
Love it. So, okay. Thank you. This is very informative.
Welcome to Target.
Yes. And that all starts does it start tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
Tomorrow.
Very good. I know where I'm going to spend my Sunday.
Sure.
Okay. When we get back, it is time for the Tech Report. Don't go away. Thanks for tuning in. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. You know, it's her time of the day, time of the week. Everyone tunes in for the Tech Report.
The internet, it's a series of tubes.
Time once again for Harmony's Tech Report.
Okay, so here's the thing. I try to bring you information that is helpful to you in many instances, that, you know, so that you don't have to do all this research. And I stumbled across a very important article given all we are going through with AI now. And it's telling how you can spot AI generated videos and photos during this election cycle, because it's a real problem.
Remember when you did that story some weeks ago where it was like guessing which people were real and which ones were AI, and we totally failed.
Yes, because that's good that you brought that up. Nearly two-thirds of people cannot tell the difference between artificial intelligence generated images and voices and the real thing.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's frightening. And, you know, there was, I'm sure you know this, but there was already a deep fake audio robocall of President Biden.
Oh, yes,
telling people not to vote.
Right.
And then last week there was a phony video of Donald Trump with black voters that made the rounds. So, I mean, this is a real problem, and it's something that you don't want to get taken in by. So, among the things, first of all, just because something is viral doesn't mean it's verified. Almost all of the AI-generated stuff online is peddled just to get clicks on social media. It's not published by major news outlets. So that's the first thing. Make sure that you see that they're published by reputable news outlets and more. If something is real, it's going to be all over the place. It's not just going to be on one site. So look for other coverages. That's the important thing. If you could only find one source for something, your internal AI detector should go up. You can use Google Fact Check Explorer, Verify This, or Snopes, S-N-O-P-E-S, to double check.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an important way to make sure that what you're reading is right.
Mm-hmm.
Deepfakes also are often created with emotions in mind. The point is to purposely make you angry or scared or sad. So you want to make sure that you're really looking. They were giving an example in this article of paying attention to the mannerisms of the people. There is unique, they said, his fingerprints. President Barack Obama's signature head lift and slight frown were present whenever he'd say, "Hi, everybody," in his weekly addresses.
Mm-hmm.
And if the star of the video seems like an impersonator, they very well could be. You can notice by some of these little things.
Mm-hmm.
Backgrounds. Check the backgrounds, because often the background is a vague and blurred one, and there are smooth surfaces or lines that don't match up immediately. And those are red flags that it's AI.
Okay.
Proportions. Check.
I mean, who's going to check? What does this mean?
Aware of some of these things, you'll be able to tell more that it's AI and not real.
Okay.
If you see, like often it says there are features like your ears and fingers and feet that are not accurate. There could be an extra finger that is shown or one missing,
Kate Middleton.
Right. Or your hand is out of place, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. So, and the important thing is if you see these, don't spread them. Make sure you check first. Don't, you know, don't add to the problem.
Okay.
So that is my tip this election season. Yes. Now, I know you won't be happy to hear this, but Spotify is planning to raise their prices later this year. The cost of Spotify premium subscriptions in the U.S. will rise later in the year. This is reported by Bloomberg, and they are a reliable source. And it's going up other places, too, in other countries. Mm-hmm. They are going to implement roughly $1 a month hike for individual subscribers. And it may go up in some places. If there are duo and family memberships, it might go up to $2 a month more. And they said that their terms of service note that it may from time to time have to change the paid subscriptions, and they will communicate this to you.
Did you watch the, you know, Netflix loves documentaries about all of these tech companies, you know, all the startups, and some of them, like the WeWork one, was really good with Anne Hathaway. Did you watch the Spotify one?
No, I didn't know about it.
I couldn't get through it. Oh. There was something weird. The voices didn't line up. I was trying to figure out if it had been made in a different language and was dubbed, but I just could not get through it.
Huh.
And I love those things. I'm a sucker for all of those fake documentaries.
Fake documentaries. Okay. So, I mean, it was really done like as a show. I mean, the way
Done like a dramatic thing based on real events.
Yeah. So anyway, watch out for that.
Okay.
West Elm, if you're interested in, if you shop at West Elm, they've launched a mobile app. You know, they're part of Williams Sonoma.
Yes.
And they have now got an iOS mobile app. They don't have one, and they haven't said yet if there will be one for Android. But it's going to let you filter what you need and give you a more tailored shopping experience. It's free in Apple's iOS store. And you can connect with the retailer's design associates online and create wish lists and all that kind of thing. Use Apple Pay and create registries. And West Elm is doing this after their sister brand, Pottery Barn, did it last November. Mm-hmm. And they feel that this will give you more of a easier, what they always call a fun and frictionless shopping experience, because that's their top priority.
Every retailer wants to text now. Have you noticed that?
Business was down. Yeah. Too. So, I mean, that might have something to do with
I keep falling for these offers to get 15% off if I give them my cell phone number, and I do it every time
because
I love a discount, and I always figure I can unsubscribe, but then I don't, and then I'm annoyed.
Every now and then I get angry enough that I will start unsubscribing all of these things that I get emails 75 times a day.
I might hire you to do that for me.
Oh, I'm expensive, but I can do it. Yes.
All right. Thanks for the report, Mom. When we get back, we're going to talk to the guru of sustainable fashion. That is next on Shop Girls.
How does a Minnesotan boatin', floatin', never gloatin', start a journey seeking a better well-being to improve his health and brain? With $10 to his name.
F-O-Y-M-C-A.
Enrollment's 10 bucks, no dues till May. He's gotta spend that Hamilton. Gotta spend that Hamilton. No dues till May. No dues till May. Today, spend that Hamilton. Join the Y at ymcanorth.org.
Welcome back. You're listening to Shop Girls on My Talk 107.1. Thanks for tuning in. I'm Allie Kaplan with my mom, Harmony. Mom, I've really been wanting to up my game when it comes to sustainability. Yeah. I want to convert my closet.
Right.
And I don't think you can help me. I think we need an expert.
Good idea.
We need an expert.
Time now for the Shop Girls to ask.
She really knows what she's talking about.
He knows everything.
An actual expert.
Hear that?
We got an expert here.
Oh, do we ever? We have a global expert on refashion. You've seen her everywhere from New York Fashion Week to the Oscars, the Grammys, and Sarah Jessica Parker's closet for Carrie Bradshaw on the remake of Sex and the City. Of course, I'm talking about Kate McGuire of Converted Closet. Kate, we're so delighted to have you on Shop Girls.
I am thrilled to be here.
Well,
thank you, ladies.
Absolutely. Yes. And you're headed to the Twin Cities this week, or are you here already?
I'm not there. I can't wait.
Okay,
I love it where you are.
You do?
Oh, you've been here before.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm a very close friend of Stephanie Dillon,
yes,
the artist. And she invited me a few months ago to come, and I'm all over it. You have everything.
Oh.
I mean, you really are a sort of, like, you've got everything.
And you know what we don't have is sales tax on clothing. Another bonus to this market.
I didn't know that.
Oh, yes.
You better come for an extra day and do some shopping.
Bring an empty bag. Yes, yes, yes.
Wow.
Well, since we went there first, let's tell everybody so they know what you're doing. You are going to be part. So this week is Fashion Week in Minnesota, Fashion Week MN, and you are going to be part of an epic event that is happening on Thursday at the Shops at West End. Our friend and honorary shop boy, Grant Whitaker, is going to be there. And you are going to be one of the special guests for an evening that's all about recycling and sustainability. Can you tell us a little more about what you're going to be doing?
Yeah, you are. You are right. And can I just say, you know, I came to the States 4 years ago. I live here now. My husband's American. But when I came, I realized quite quickly that the U.S. is very behind in this conversation relative to Europe.
Yeah.
And Minneapolis is kicking a rude word, I can't say. You guys are becoming leading edge in this conversation, and I just, all hats off to you.
Oh,
I don't know if you can even see that from a kind of national perspective, but the fact that you're doing this at the press launch of Fashion Week is next level. So
I love it.
Nice to hear. Respect.
It is. Well, tell us how you got into this world of sustainable fashion.
Great question. I got into this world of fashion, which is converting clothes. And for those who aren't clear, it's the word I use for upcycling, because I don't think that's very fashion.
Mm-hmm.
I think it infers that the piece came from somewhere down below and I pulled it up. And my 11-year-old told me that it sounds like extremely hard work. Uphill cycling. And I have to agree. So I call it converting. And I've been converting clothes all my life for fun.
Yeah.
I can't afford that designer piece, but that's just a sleeve. That's just a piece of fabric that's been cut in the sun. Well, I'm going to have a go.
Uh-huh.
So I was buying thrift clothes and always had something a little bit different on because it's really not that hard.
Mm, yeah.
And so somebody told me that this was very sustainable a fair few years now. I thought, what on earth are they talking about? It doesn't sound very cool. I'm not sure. I was not like green or into eco stuff at all at the time. And I started to look into it thinking, well, what do they mean? And then I realized what was going on behind the rails, and I went and educated myself. I did some courses at Cambridge and Harvard, actually, during COVID. I have to pat myself on the back for that.
Absolutely.
But you know, I have that intel, and now I've just realized that my whole life has to be about showing other people how to do this, too.
Right.
So the truth is, all my life, because it's fun. And who knew that one of the major answers to the fashion industry I've been doing for fun forever.
Yes. Everybody should be following Converted Closet on Instagram. It's an amazing feed and lots of inspiration there. And Kate, I know that you do a lot to inspire others just to think about how they could upcycle or reuse pieces in their closet. Do you actually sell pieces too, or is it more the education side?
That's a very good question. And I have to say, I haven't had the world's most commercial hat on my head. Stephanie actually has persuaded me. She's like, Kate, we love your clothes. Please bring them. So I'm bringing a collection to sell
during
this week.
Yeah.
Yes. So The answer is now, yes, I do sell.
Okay, good. But you really love that.
So you really hadn't much before?
No.
You're in it for the mission.
I'm looking at the...
I am, actually.
I'm looking at the pictures on your site, and I mean, I want half of the clothes that I see
well,
there.
Well, give us a couple of tips for those of us who are kind of just... you know, maybe starting to think this way, looking at our closet, thinking, I don't want to wear this or that anymore, but what could I do? What's a good place to start?
Okay. I would say, first of all, know what you like. So you look in your closet. Some of the things you'll love, some of them you won't. Why do you love the things you do? So really get clear about that. Once you're clear, look at the things you don't like and figure out what's the difference. Why do I love this and not that? Well, you know, you bought all the pieces in your closet because at one point you really liked them.
Right.
So what is it? Was it that it never fitted properly?
I was going to say, also, at one point it fits.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, there we are. That's the first. Well, I have to say that a lot of people just can't get past that. You know, yeah. Oh, it doesn't fit me. It's going. You can... Oh, it's kind of one of my little pet peeves because how... For a seamstress, okay, if you can sew, great, you know how easy this is. Mm-hmm. But if you don't know how to sew, I can tell you, if I'm a seamstress right now, it's very easy to make your garment bigger. You think about
really?
It, it's pieces of fabric cut into shapes.
Mm.
So imagine if you've got something that's too tight, say on the torso part, you have two seams, one seam down each side. Just imagine putting an extra piece of fabric down the side. Well, hang on a minute. That could be a style design feature. Mm-hmm. What if you made it contrasting? What if you did this? You know, and then you've got a dress that fits really comfortably and you can have it fitted so it fits you bespoke, like perfectly. And you've added a little bit of creativity to it.
Yeah.
So you're going to love it even more.
Wow.
But what do you do if you just can't sew? And you just threading the needle is a chore.
Yeah. I mean, I actually can't thread a needle.
I'm glad to hear that.
That makes us feel so much better.
Yes. So what you do is you find a seamstress. And, you know, it's a bit of how do I find one? I think the conversation with a seamstress is... The tip is to be really honest and go with something clear in mind and don't leave until you're sure that they've understood. Like, get them to repeat back what
right.
you want.
Mm-hmm.
Find someone who's creative and ask around. Ask your friends, family. Like, there are people out there, lots of people hidden out there who can sew.
Yes.
And lots of people from the older generation, too, who are brilliant.
So-
and you find one of them and you work with them.
Yeah, I love that. So, Kate, I assume you're not out there shopping fast fashion and buying throwaway pieces. Do you, for yourself, I mean, do you tend to shop vintage and then think about how you could rework things? Or what's your own process for your wardrobe?
It's changed a little bit, actually, as I've become more sophisticated in what I convert, because really my mission is to affect change en masse, and you have to go to the top of the fashion industry to be able to, you know, you have to be dressing celebrities because
right.
there's a lot of people looking at them, and if they can use their fame currency to say, hang on a minute, look, this is cool and it's converted, it's not new, lots of other people will go. So that's kind of, so I'm doing a lot of that stuff. For myself, I wanted all the cool stuff when I was younger, but also I think I'm a little bit of a, I like a deal. I love a bargain.
So do we. You
know, oh, my God. I'm like, it's so much more satisfying.
Yes.
So that's great, isn't it, now? Because there's so many places online. So I'm all about Etsy and eBay, and I'll get, like, men's suits from thrift shops.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, actually, that's something that I'm sure you've got lots of.
Yeah.
So it's looking for things that are secondhand, and there's so much secondhand that's almost perfect. But it's actually perfect.
Yeah.
I don't even need to say almost perfect.
You mentioned celebrities. We have to ask, I know that you were involved in Carrie Bradshaw's amazing wardrobe for season 2 of And Just Like That. How did that come about? What was it like? Did you get to work directly with Sarah Jessica Parker?
I worked with Molly and Danny, who are essentially the costume team. Right. They make all the decisions.
Yep.
And initially Danny came over and then he was like, Molly, you've got to come over. So then I had them over a few times. And actually I ended up going down to my own closet and pulling stuff out of that. I mean, things that there's a flight suit that she wore at the press launch. And I was just like, she can't wear this. It's got like a little mark down the front. I've been wearing it on the beach for months walking the dog. And suddenly I'm like, oh my God.
And she wanted to wear it.
Yeah. She was all over it, apparently. Absolutely love at first sight.
Yeah.
So I worked a lot with them, and I got to know her actually through what they were, you know, through the feedback. And it's funny because, you know, it on one hand it felt like, you know, almost ridiculous, like completely surreal. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, it felt completely normal.
Yeah.
Like, of course she's going to wear this stuff.
Yeah.
Like, and I didn't realize, they sound like, I am like a grown up, I have got grown up Carrie's closet.
I love
that
it.
That had to be
what
fun.
What an amazing opportunity. Kate McGuire, so much fun to talk to you and hear about your work. Kate is the refashion designer, sustainable fashion activist, and she's going to be in Minneapolis this week, April 11th. The event is free and open to everyone at the Shops at West End, 6 to 9 p.m. We have Stephanie Dillon to thank for bringing you to town. Grant Whitaker will be there and many others. Kate, can't wait to meet you in person. Thanks so much for chatting with us.
Thank you so much for having me. And now you can go and convert your clothes.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. We're going home with and start sewing. Right,
I got to go buy a sewing machine. I'm on my way. We'll see you Thursday, Kate. Thank you.
All right. Bye now.
Thank you. We will be back to wrap up the show, give you some steals and deals right after this. I couldn't interrupt. My mother was doing her best, Miley.
Why didn't you ask me to sing that instead of Miley?
It's kind of her song. I'm sorry.
I beg your pardon. I really love
her voice
song.
Is amazing. And I really like her new duet with Beyonce, too.
Yes. Yeah. No, I just really do.
Great. Yes.
I do really love that song.
Yes, yes, indeed. Well, what fun we've had here today, Mother.
We have.
Yes, so much.
Thanks, Ellie. You've helped us have fun.
Oh, anytime. Love hanging out with y'all ladies.
Thank you.
Okay, so I feel like before we do, I was going to tell you about
Lizzo. You know, first of all, everybody took her Instagram the wrong way when she said she quits.
Well, yeah, that always happens.
She's quitting the music business. Yeah, that wasn't what she meant at all. She just was quitting, you know, looking at these things and all these anonymous people who say awful things. Well, anyway, her latest thing, you know, her Yiddy brand, which is shapewear and workout stuff, they've now launched a swimwear line. It's the Shaping Swim Collection. This is her third collection under this label. And she has seven silhouettes in six different colorways and one print. It was said that it took 2 years to actually create this brand, this collection. And they've got sizes from extra small to 6X. And they feature chlorine resistance. They have adjustable straps. And they've been sustainably designed with recycled nylon spandex. So that's kind of a good thing for a lot of people. Mm-hmm. It's being sold exclusively on the Yeti website. And it's only going to be offered during peak swim season, the company said.
Not in stores at all. It's only online.
No, it used to have, you know, when she first came out, they're partners with Fabletics. And they used to actually have a space in the store.
Oh.
But they don't anymore. And it is now strictly on, you can see it on Yeti Instagram too, and also on her personal account.
Uh-huh.
But they are selling it that way.
You know, my 15-year-old he's 16.
He's 16.
He won't really feel like it until he gets his driver's license. We'll see. Oh boy, Lord help me. But he went shopping yesterday he had a gift card from Fanatics.
Oh, okay.
I can't remember where he got it, but he had a gift card and he was determined to spend it.
Of course.
But it didn't go very far because he took his Fanatics gift card to Fabletics.
You got to know how to read. That's
and the women
first
looked
thing.
At him like no. kind of funny. Yes. Okay. And what
then
is...
Victoria Beckham is, you know, kind of slumming it a little bit. You know, she's very high couture fashion.
Yes, yes.
And very expensive. She's doing a collection with Mango.
Oh.
We were just in a Mango store in Miami. Uh-huh. And there are cute things, obviously, at more reasonable prices.
There were a couple of things I would have tried on. I felt pressured by
I know. By me?
Yeah.
Oh, and I felt pressured by my grandson.
Oh,
so
well,
I mean, anyway,
y'all should have communicated better.
I guess we should. Mm-hmm. But so anyway, I didn't realize that Mango is a Spanish fashion label. Did you
know
that?
Sure is. Yes.
So this capsule collection will come out on April 23rd, and
what is she doing? Is it like casual?
Well, I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
The press release actually says she's combining her high fashion style, classic British luxury, and Mango's trend forward approach. And she has garments that are tailored pieces, feminine dresses, knitwear, statement bags, shoes, and accessories. Some of the pictures that they did show were a woman coming out of a pool in a white dress. I don't know that you'd want to do that, but the dress itself was very cute. And
was it wet?
No, because she was on the, you know, holding, climbing up the steps, you know.
Okay.
But it's a white dress, ruched on the side, slit up with the front, and a plunging halter neckline, and then she's got jewelry and great looking pantsuit in white, large blazer jacket, loose fitting pant.
Very good.
So yeah, no, it looks like there are some cute things.
Okay.
So
good to know. We will watch for that. We'll have to watch online since we don't have a Mango store here in the Twin Cities.
You think there would be one at the Mall of America, wouldn't
you? Seems like they should get that brand. Yeah,
yeah.
It's pretty good. Okay, we were talking a little bit ago about Fashion Week MN, which kicks off on April 14th. That's just coming right up this next week officially, but there are actually some events happening before that, because the one we were talking about is April 11th. But worth going online and looking and maybe booking some tickets, making some plans, getting some outfits ready. I Am Fabulous, Sarah Edwards' big event, is on April 14th. There's a sustainable style fashion show that's happening at Machine Shop on April 16th. Then there's a golden era of designer fashion on April 17th. It's all about sustainability and green fashion. That's the theme, and everything is about that in one way or the other. Tons of designers and stylists and brands taking part. So it's going to be a fun week for those who love fashion. It all caps off on April 20th with Evolve, which is the big final event. And get your tickets now, because I'm afraid if we talk about this next weekend, the tickets are probably going to be gone.
Where is that?
That particular event is at Star Bar and Bistro. They're all at different events around town. Okay, I've got to do a couple quickie steals and deals really quick. I'm just going to dive in, because I want you to know that the Soda Clothing Warehouse Sale.
Oh, I like that.
Yes. This was a hot tip from our friend Mitch Berthume. I hadn't seen this post yet, but April 12th and 13th, it's gotten so big that they've moved it out of their headquarters, and they're doing it at Shops at West End, same place that fashion event is happening this week. Yeah, it's happening from 9 to 7 on the 12th, and then 10 to 6 on the 13th. One-of-a-kinds, samples, recently discounted apparel, scratch and dent, and more from Soda Clothing, apparel and accessories. It's going to be a big deal, good time to stock up on things for yourself or gifts for others. And as you mentioned, Mom, the big Target Circle event
kicks
week,
off
all sorts of deals
tomorrow.
Starts tomorrow. So good time
you'll
plan
find
your Target
a Target
run.
Lady there.
Yes,
I'm
indeed.
Sure.
Okay. Very fun. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday with another Shop Girls.